There are different ways we look at things, especially when we encountered trials and difficulties. Sometimes we react sternly. Some are calm and serene, but still others, they will do desperate move just to solve any problems they are encountering. In our gospel, a father desperately approached Jesus to heal his son from epilepsy, a condition quite well known today. What are the causes? But for those people during Jesus' time, they associated it with evil power, that his son was taken hold by the evil one. By the word of Jesus, his son was healed, which means the power of God is more powerful than the evil one. But before the father approached Jesus, he asked help from his disciples, but to no avail. His son was not cured. Then Jesus gave the mantra or the attitude needed to receive healing and graces, that is, full trust and faith in God. As Jesus said to his disciples when they asked why they could not cast out the evil one, Jesus said, "Because of your little faith. For truly I tell you, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you." What he meant by that? So Jesus is telling his disciples and us that we can move mountains if we have faith and trust in God wholeheartedly. This expression, to move mountain, was a common Jewish phrase, which means removing difficulties. When a wise person solved difficulties, he was called a mountain remover, a person who can remove difficulties. So my brothers and sisters, when we encounter trials and disappointments, how do we react or respond? Do we respond with faith and trust in Jesus? So Jesus is telling us today, pray that we may have expectant trust and faith in God, the means to overcome our mountains, our difficulties, our problems, because only in Him we can find true and lasting solution. Let us always say what the responsorial psalm is telling us today. I love you, Lord, my strength. So we can say that every day, especially in times of difficulties. Also, let us imitate Mary when she responds to Angel Gabriel. Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word. Full and total trusts and faith. Let us ask her intercession that we may have faith in her Son Jesus Christ with all our heart, with all our mind, with all our soul. Let us always say, Lord Jesus, I trust in you. 아멘.